This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to another session of Sanity here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. I am not Bradley Dean. I'm not as tall, not as handsome. Don't have as much hair. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host today. I do fill in for Bradley from time to time. He's asked me to fill in. He is probably trying to get the show right now because he's stepping off a plane somewhere right as we speak, so he wouldn't have had time to set up. But again, traveling mercies to him and his family, and I want to thank him. I really do want to thank him for sticking me in his chair today and giving me his microphone. I always appreciate the time I spend with his audience. If you like what you hear today, my name is Joe Messina, and I do a daily show also right here on GCN. You can find me at therealside.com. All right, so it's The Real Side with Joe Messina. If this is the first time maybe you've seen Bradley in an event, you decided to tune in today and hear what he had to say, and you went, who's this guy? Bradley will be back with you. I'm sure he'll be back with you tomorrow. And you can always head up to sonsofliberty.com. That's sonsofliberty.com. And he's got his podcast up there, so you can hear things that or shows or what have you that he's done in the past. All right, let's get to it. You know, the Scripture tells us in Proverbs 29:2-18, when the godly are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in power, they groan. There's a lot of groaning going on, don't you think, right now? I mean, there's an announcement coming out in the stock market. I don't have a crystal ball. God didn't tell me anything here. I'm reading some of the posts that some of the economic experts are putting up. And I truly believe that you're going to see a reset in the market at some point. I'm not an economic expert. That's why I'm saying this. But here's the deal. Yeah, I'm going to pound on you again. I did this last time I was on the show. And I won't mention party names. I'm just going to let your imagination run wild and let you do some fact-checking on your own. And I just went through this the other night on my show with a caller. Here's the deal. There isn't a heathen on the face of the planet that's going to vote for a godly man. People who don't believe that you need God for morality, people who don't believe that you need God for guidance and protection, are not going to vote for godly people. They see godly people as an impediment to what they want to do. So you need to get out there. You know, I spoke to a group of high school kids last week. They made a mistake of allowing me to speak to a government class. And you could tell by the questions being asked and the things going on in the class that it was a fairly liberal class, active but liberal. And the thing that drove me nuts was, as I was laying out where our founding fathers were, as I was laying out what was going on in the country and where we're at, now one of them would say to me that they were an American. They were Democrats or liberals. They were Republicans or conservatives. Two things we've forgotten. First and foremost, you're an American first. You're born here, you grew up here, you came here because you love the country. My grandparents are all, they're from Italy, but they're Americans. Ask them. They'll tell you. Well, you can't ask them now, but you know what I'm saying. They're Americans first. And that's what we've lost. That's what we've gotten away from. We no longer look at each other
as, I don't know, family, friends, allies, whatever you want to call it. Oh, you're a Dem. Oh, right? But for you Christians, I want you to think about something. And I gave you this example once before. Hopefully I got some new listeners that haven't heard this before. You say God doesn't want to be involved in politics. I just read you one. This is one of 15 scriptures I could pull up for you, but I'm not going to. Just go to Proverbs 29:2, read all the way through in verse 18. Right? When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. So think about that. So God does want to be involved in politics. He does want to be involved in your governance. He never wanted you to have a king. He never wanted you to have a president. He wanted to be your president. He wanted to be your king. We've forgotten all of that. So he's giving you government. He's giving you a gift that you need to take care of. How do you take care of it? Well, let me put it to you this way. You buy a brand new car. How do you know how to take care of it? What instructions? Oh, that's right, the owner's manual. No, the Bible's our owner's manual. I know you heard that in church, but it's a reality. So if the Bible, if you're a Christian and you believe what the Bible says, when the godly are in authority, well, how do godly get chosen? God doesn't vote. Last I checked, he doesn't vote. He doesn't materialize in the polling booths and check things off, right? And you've heard this term before. He's got no hands but our hands. You need to check. You need to look at. You need to work at. You need to work on. Do your homework. You need to line up the candidates and decide who is more godly, who will protect your godly principles more. That would be my comment to you. And then you vote in that light. Now, you have two parties. Now, I'm not saying just because somebody says they're a Christian or somebody says they know and love God that they do. That's not my point here. I want you to be careful to pay attention to what my point is. You had a party that actively worked at throwing God off the platform, that actively petitioned to take God and reference of religion out of their platform. So their starting point was godless. When they had the DNC prayer, the opening prayer at the DNC, there wasn't a godly anything going on there. People were talking and chanting during the prayer. There was no silence. There was no respect for an almighty, even if you're a spiritualist. There was no respect for a higher power. The name of Jesus wasn't mentioned. Right? It could have been the God of the Alcoholics Anonymous people. Not that I'm knocking them, but you know they want you to tap into a higher power, and they don't care if it's the rock outside your door or whatever. So there you have one party that does that. You have another party that does pray in the name of Jesus, that was silent for all intents and purposes throughout that whole thing, and it doesn't. Don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying it makes them better. I'm not saying that just because they say it, they do it. But at least there's an attempt. See, I ask Christians all the time this question. Would you join a club with me? Would you belong to the country club or the shooting club or whatever, 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 that had a sign up that said to you, when you come in this doorway, when you walk into this place, you're going to have to wait. I'm Joe with senior guest host. Listen to Sons of Liberty Radio. That's all you have for Bradley Dean today. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States has spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
I'm Joe Messina, your guest. I'll sit for Bradley Dean. Oh, I do this on my own show, too. You know, I keep hitting the wrong buttons. Anyway, I'm your guest. I'm Joe Messina, in for Bradley Dean. You are listening to Sons of Liberty Radio. If you've tuned in to hear Bradley Dean, don't be disappointed. I'll try to give you the same kind of content. He'll be back with you tomorrow. He's just getting off a plane right now. And he's in the Los Angeles area. So hopefully he and I can connect, have some fun. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And it's always a pleasure when he hands me over his mic and his chair. It's a little bit of a different audience than I have with my show. But I do appreciate you guys tuning in and paying attention. Again, if you want to learn more about Bradley Dean and the show, head over to the Sons of Liberty Radio. That's the sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you like what you hear from me and you want to hear more on my show, you can always tune in to therealside.com. And we're live on GCN every day, so it's Bradley. Check us out there. Check us out on our respective websites. Let me get back to it. Okay. We're talking about politics, government, what you need to be doing or not doing. How are you going to protect yourself? And I let off with Proverbs 29:2 through verse 18. When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in power, they groan. There's a lot of groaning going on in this country today. Don't you agree? Or am I just brain dead? So this is mostly right now for the moment.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Welcome back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, your guest host for today, phoning for Bradley Dean. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and all that. You know what? I don't have it on. Never mind. Disregard that. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me today. If you tune in looking for Bradley Dean, he's not here, obviously, right? Bradley should be touching down right about now at an airport in Los Angeles. I won't tell you where. I probably shouldn't tell you where. And I'm just his guest host for today. And I do mean just his guest host for today. I can't fill his shoes, man. He is on it. And if you tuned in and listened to him, head over to the Sons of Liberty Radio. And at the Sons of Liberty Radio, you'll be able to pick up his classic podcast, learn more about him, learn more about his show. If you like the delivery you're getting today, the content you're getting today, I also am on GCN every day. I have my own show called The Real Side with Joe Messina, heard 5 days a week. You can go over to therealside.com to learn more about it. And I don't want to take up too much time with that. You head over to therealside.com, you can learn about me and the kind of content I deal with. You want to learn more about Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. All right. So we've been talking about this, we had a little technical issue halfway through the last segment, but we've been talking about this coach that was fired for praying at half line at the I don't even watch football. I'm not a sports freak. The 50-yard line. He took a knee after each game with a brief prayer. You can look it up. It's been all over the news. But then last week we had something else happen, right? Another Washington State football coach made national headlines. Joey Thomas, the head football coach for Garfield High School, he joined his entire team as they also took a knee. But this time the knee was in protest of America. Do you understand? I love America. Don't get me wrong. I love the U.S. I love America. We are so screwed up. And I blame us for it. I blame us for not taking that stand, for not fighting, for not doing what we need to do to make it happen, to do the right thing, to do what we're supposed to be doing. You think if these kids took a knee and started to pray to God to fix America, to get rid of its racism, you think they would allow them to do that? No, probably not. The fact that they're protesting, they're being anti-American, that makes them real Americans. I've never understood that. This freedom of speech thing, I get such a kick out of this. The freedom, our forefathers never, ever, ever intended freedom of speech to have anything to do with us swearing at cops, swearing at officials, writing nasty stuff on our pants, right, or on our shirts. That was not the meaning of freedom of speech. I know, I'm all over the place, but I get very crazy with this stuff. The whole idea behind the freedom of speech, or behind freedom of speech, was so you couldn't get thrown in jail for talking down about the president or the government or the legislators or what have you. You couldn't be put in jail for making fun of your legislators, which was something that happened when you came against the king. You disappeared. And in a country now where it's more normal to have an abortion than to put your baby up for adoption, where it's almost taboo to quote unquote give away your baby, it's much better to kill your baby. It's more politically correct. Do you understand how turned around we've become? A coach takes a knee after school time, doesn't require the kids to show up. They've done it on their own over the years. Probably one lunatic complained about it. One. Yeah, I said lunatic. You heard me. And the coach loses his job. Here we have a coach that encourages and supports and joins his entire team as they take. Now, these are high school kids, and I am sorry. I'm not putting down high school kids. They don't know what they're doing. They don't understand the totality of what they're doing here. Yeah, we have a problem, and I'm blaming parents, and I'm blaming conservatives. How many of you live out your faith, live out your life, if you're teachers, educators, administrators, how many of you are living out your life with your conservative principles? I usually don't do this kind of thing, but if you go to therealside.com, there's an article up there by very good friend of mine, good guy, Tom Julian. And the article is, What If God Could Vote? Now, this isn't necessarily telling you who to vote for. And no pastor, I would say, really should tell you who to vote for. But what I would say the pastor should tell you is by what principle, by what guidelines you should use the vote. Do you know what I mean? So, and if you don't think it matters to God, again, there's a dozen scriptures that'll tell you what matters to God when it comes to government. And you need to take heed. You need to pay attention. So anyhow, I don't know if I can pull this off this quick. I have diagnosed Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on the radio, I don't play one on TV. I never even played one with my kids. You know, I mean, I had to guess at what they had too. But I give you some insight here. As I was looking at the symptoms, as I was looking at what's going on, because everybody's talking about Parkinson's and epilepsy and all that, and we're focusing on the physical. But when you get down to all her lies, when you get down to what she's done with some of these stories, right? We went from, let me see, on Sunday of 9/11, we went from like a heat stroke, right? She was dehydrated, she was overheated. We commonly refer to that as heat stroke. And then apparently when she got enough water in her, she figured out, oh no, this was pneumonia that I was checked for on Friday. This is what's causing this. Because we don't want to be seen as weak because we couldn't handle a little heat, right? And then Billy comes out on the following Tuesday or Wednesday, and he says, hey, why is everybody crazy about the flu? Everybody gets the flu. So I'm still unaware as to whether she had heat stroke, pneumonia, or just the flu. Very, very, very confusing. Now, let me start off by saying, I don't wish death or disease on anybody. I really don't. I don't care how much I don't like you. I don't care how much I think you're bad for me, for my family, for whatever. I don't wish death and destruction on anybody. I mean, she's got grandchildren. She's, you know, got kids. Let's just leave it at that. And because I don't agree with her, because I don't think she should be president, save your emails, because it doesn't mean I want her to be, that I hate women. Okay? Let's get that one worked out, too, and out of the way pretty quick. So, Sillery, that's a good one. Killery. Hillary has all these signs of what's called pseudologia fantastica. And for the rest of the conversation, we're going to call it PF. Right? The medical definitions are like, you got to hear these. These are great. Now think. Got to use your brain on this one. One definition says it's a condition involving compulsive lying by a person with no obvious motivation. The affected person might believe that their lies to be true and may have to create, ready for this one, elaborate myths to reconcile them with other facts. There's been no elaborate myths created by Hillary, has there? Another description says, someone who often embellishes his or her stories in a way that he or she believes will impress people. A PF is different from a normal liar in that PFs believe the lie that they are telling to be true, at least in public, and is playing the role. He or she sometimes is seen to have a serious mental problem that needs to be rectified. Now, and that should scare you. And every symptom she has, it comes back to this PF. And it sometimes is proof of a serious mental problem. It needs to be fixed. And it goes on to say, often actually convince themselves that they're telling the truth, which in turn can alter a polygraph test. Hello? Think about that. That's scary in and of itself, don't you think? So anyhow, come on, there's another one here. I don't know, so she or she. Okay, yeah, because I can't read you the whole article. We don't have time. But when I read again, when you go through this stuff, when you read the points, it also says that when caught in a lie, PFs tend to become hostile or try to disregard the fact that they lied. They often play it off as a joke. Have we ever seen her do that? Okay, so, again, like I said, I'm not a shrink. I don't have any degree or anything like that. And when you run down the issues, I mean, you had the pneumonia one run, right? I'm just going to give you three quick ones. So it was the whole thing with pneumonia, flu, and what have you. Which I really think is funny that she saw the doctor that Friday, but nobody knew she saw a doctor. Right? Then, when she was being shot at? That was in Bosnia. That was it. Remember when Mrs. Clinton told the story about how she and Chelsea had a Dutch sniper fire? When they landed in Bosnia for a state-sponsored visit? She told and retold and retold and kept telling a story about how bullets flew past her head. Now, I asked this question last night to my listeners, vets and military guys. How many of you was very distinct on the bullets going by their head? Anyway, I've Joe Messina, your guest host. You'll see the Sons of Liberty Radio. If you're looking for Bradley Dean, you can catch him tomorrow. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host in for Bradley Dean today on Sons of Liberty Radio. If you want to learn more about Bradley, if you tuned in, don't be disappointed. Hopefully I can deliver some content you really like. If you're looking for Bradley Dean, I'm telling you, just head over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And there you'll find his classic podcast, More About Bradley and that kind of thing. He'll be back with you tomorrow. And he just landed in L.A. So hopefully he's getting himself settled and ready and all that stuff. If you like what you heard today, if you want to hear more of what you heard today, you can listen to me every day, Monday through Friday as well. I'm not on the same time as Bradley, so you can get a double dose. You can find me at TheRealSide.com, TheRealSide.com, or also on GCN Live every day, Monday through Friday. Check us both out up on GCNLive.com or our respective websites. All right, we'll get back to this. As I said, you know, I'm not a doctor, but man, you've got to face reality with this woman. Ooh, I said woman, sorry. You've got to face reality here. So I have diagnosed Hillary Clinton with pseudologia fantastica. All right, now you do what you want with it. It's a real term. Go look it up. And if you didn't catch it in the last segment, I laid out what they say are the symptoms or signs of someone who has this. She fits this thing like a glove. All right, again, I'm not a shrink. I'm not a medical. I'm not a practitioner. Nothing like that. Part of it is what recently just went down with on 9/11, plus some other things that take place recently. But I don't want to hit on those. You go back to the Bosnian issue, right, where she's running. they had to get off the plane, make a short landing, get off the plane, put helmets on, run to the not the bunker, but the where they park the planes, the hangars. And she told that story over and over again for about a week, maybe even 10 days. And even a couple of times in her speech, she said she remembers it vividly. Here's the problem. When the right-wing media exposed her, when they start putting out video of truly what it looked like, all of a sudden she misspoke. See, as long as she was getting away with it, it was fine. She said she misspoke, and she misremembered. Billy even came out a few days after she cut back on all this. And he said, why is everybody so upset? You know, people don't recall stories from time to time. Well, let me tell you what. My friends and relatives and loved ones that served in the armed services, in the military, you don't forget a bullet whizzing by your head. They all said the same thing to me. Uh-uh. You don't misremember a bullet flying by your head. It doesn't happen. And I can't, you know, and again, Bill's always coming up. Not that he's cleaning up her messes, because she does a pretty good job of cleaning up his as well. But I think they sent him out after the fact because, I don't, people believe them? They listen to them? I don't get it. It makes absolutely no sense to me. But misremembering a bullet going by your head, misremembering running from the plane to the hangar with bullets whizzing. Oh, she's so courageous. Can anyone, really, seriously, if you're a vet, if you're somebody who's been in the active military, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I would love to talk with you, because if you could tell me that you don't remember the bullets flying by your head, you don't remember being in battle and hearing that sound, that specific sound of a bullet whizzing by your head, I want to know about it. Right? And even the best one for me, and I don't want to beat this one to death either, but the best one for me is even after she's shown the truth. Remember this? Even after she's shown the emails that she wrote, that she admits to writing, she still can't use the word lied. I mean, I get that, right? If you're a liar, you don't want to be caught lying. She still can't use the word lie. And even when you show her own words in her email, it's a whole, right? So the night of the Benghazi attack, Mrs. Clinton clearly knew it was a planned terrorist attack. We've got proof. We've got emails, text messages. We have proof. That very night it was going down, she told her daughter it was a terror attack. We have proof. The next day she told the Turkish leader and other leaders that it was a terrorist attack. We have proof of that too. She also referred to Benghazi. She also referred to Benghazi as everything but a result of a video that was made by a producer, no matter who she was talking to. But when she got in front of the parents, I should say that, no matter what leader of a country she was talking to. But when she got in front of the parents of the heroes, the real heroes that were killed in that attack, she blamed it on a video. She told the American public and she told those parents that it was a video. And remember what I said earlier, when these people get caught in a lie. Now this is the medical description of what this problem is. When they get caught in a lie, they get mad and they fight back. They still don't give up the lie, though. And you remember when she was questioned in Congress, what did she come up with? The fact is, we have 4 dead Americans, whether it was because of a protest or because of guys outside for a walk, one night decided to go kill some Americans. What difference at this point does it make? You know what the difference makes? Whether you're lying to us or not, that's the difference it makes. And let me tell you what, how many guys go out for a walk at night and adorn all kinds of rocket launchers, missiles, guns, and everything else on them just in case they should decide to storm an embassy, right? That's not planned. Do you know what premeditated is in this country? If you give thought to killing someone and you take a knife with you just in case you decide to do it, that's called premeditation. You have 4 dead Americans. 4. And the only thing you're interested in doing is covering your butt. And here's the thing. If you're told the truth, we screwed up. You know, the American people are very forgiving. Yeah, they forget a lot quickly. But you're the one. See, they keep blaming the Republicans. They're the ones who keep dragging this out because they just simply won't tell the truth. You know what, Mrs. Clinton? 4 Americans are dead. I know you don't listen to the show, but just in case. 4 Americans are dead, and many more because of your inability to tell the truth. Just tell the truth. God forbid you become president. Will your motto be, what difference does it make? And you seem to feel that the end justifies the means, but the end for you is only as long as you get away with it, as long as you're not blamed, as long as you come out on top. Everything else doesn't matter. You know, looking at some of this information, and you know, there's a lot of data on this kind of mental issue. The American Journal of Psychiatry says, psychiatrists see lying as pathological when it's so persistent as to be destructive to the liar's life. Would you say? Oh, and those to whom he or she lies. Now, it was very destructive for the Benghazi people, right? And others? Would you say this is kind of tearing her life up a little bit, too? And the people around her, and her grandchildren, and her children? I mean, her great-grandchildren are going to see the controversy and garbage that flew around this person. The most blatant lying is found in the condition called Pseudologia Fantastica. So this is like at the very top, in which a person concocts a stream of... Think about this. Think about her life. A person concocts a stream of fictitious tales about his or her past, many with a very small kernel of truth. And they're all self-aggrandizing. Pathological liars seem utterly sincere about their lives, but if confronted with facts to the contrary, will often just as sincerely reverse their story. Psychologists wrote that their stories have a believable consistency, but they don't seem to be able to monitor whether they are telling the truth or not. They get lost in the lie. They get blurred between right and wrong, right? Research suggests that most extreme form of lying is associated with a... You ready for this one? This is the reason you shouldn't vote for her. Associated with a specific neurological pattern, a minor memory deficit combined with impairment in the frontal lobes, which critically evaluate information. So, if she can't evaluate information, because she can't distinguish the difference between truth and a lie, I'm sorry, who's more dangerous in the White House? Who's more dangerous with the button? She also has a responsibility deficit disorder, which is real. They tag it to teens because they won't take responsibility for what they do, and some carry that on, and that's what they call it. The left defends her as a god, but the left doesn't have a god in most cases. The only god they do have is what I refer to as Hillbama. Look, guys, I'm not beating on a particular party. I'm beating on a mindset. If you're a god person, if you're a person that has a belief system, you need to invoke it. You need to study. You need to listen. You need to pray about who to vote for. This is a very dangerous election. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host. Maybe I'll catch you later on this week. Bradley back tomorrow. Have a great day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.